Charles Kingsley, a community planner in Portland, Oregon, descends into the basement of the 92-year-old house that he and partner Anna started restoring 9 months ago.
Kind of been around radiant heat.
He says they didn't even consider buying a new house.
No, you have to come up with new stuff to make it. Here we can work with everything that's old. It's already existing. The whole idea for us is how to reuse and restore what's old and historic. And from what we've seen, not a lot of the older homes are being restored and with a lot of environmental awareness.
Charles and Anna went out of their way to not only preserve as much of the old house as possible, they also sought out recycled wood products for repairs. The couple chose a locally made non-toxic paint, and the heating system is rigged for future connection to solar panels on the roof. Luckily for Charles and Anna, the city of Portland is a strong supporter of just this kind of thinking, strong to the tune of $3,000 in cash.
So, you know, here the city's got $3,000 to help underwrite environmentally aware restoration work. How amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Kingsley is one of 35 Portland homeowners who won grants from the city to underwrite green building. More than 100 applied for the competitive grants, which come from a one-time $105,000 allocation of city garbage fees. Downtown, at the city's Office of Sustainable Development, staffer Rob Bennett says money is also being provided for greener low-income housing.
We've worked very closely with affordable housing providers and local housing bureaus to help green up affordable housing. The intent was to quickly get the conversation about green building away from, oh, well, that's nice to do if you've got the money to do it, and that's kind of an add-on feature.
Inside his office, Bennett says the long-range goal is to change the way developers and builders think so that sustainability and reducing environmental impacts are priorities.
You know, the real challenge of green building is to make environmental performance issues and the health and energy conservation and all the sort of components that green building embodies, make that a value that you don't start negotiating on. There's no payback for nice materials and granite, you know, countertops and sort of fancy architectural flourishes. But when it comes to energy and water conservation and materials, you often hear those going on the chopping block because they sort of somehow they've gotten into the, this is sort of an extra, we'd love to do it if we could afford to, area.
While the fundamentals of green building may not yet be entrenched in the mainstream American housing market, there are home buyers who seek out more earth-friendly developers.
Hello?
David Hassin is one such developer. For several years now, he's been busy building new homes that meet an energy efficiency standard called Earth Advantage that's set by the local power company. He also builds with wood harvested in an environmentally friendly way and uses non-toxic adhesives. Hassin acknowledges that taking such care costs more in both time and money, but does that mean that his homes are priced beyond what people are willing to pay?
No, because I think that there's a certain market. People aren't turned off by the fact that it's green. I think that it expands my market. And do I ask for a little bit more for these houses? Probably. I think I'm always at the top of the market in the areas that I build. But I think people understand the value in it. My buyers are looking for quality, thoughtful, energy efficient, and then a product that's going to endure time, something that 50 or 70 years down the road, it looks good and is intact and feels good and still providing a wonderful place for families to grow up in.
The city of Portland is planning an evaluation of the homes which received green building grants. Results should be in later this year. For High Plains News, I'm Eric Whitney in Portland, Oregon.